This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So imagine a young man with a couple friends jumps up with him on ESPN and says, down with the Castro's family, Libertad. They grab him, drag him off, rough him up, throw him in a police car, and our media thinks it's a wonderful thing. Oh, could we do that here, ban free speech? Man, we're banning the name mother and father. I mean, this is awesome. This is so liberal. This is so trendy. Those professors that, you know, want to beat up students that have free speech and say, get me some muscle over here, they ought to want to run to Cuba right now and live in a caved-in deal with mosquitoes, a 100-year-old house right now, and eat squid five times a day. Let's go to that clip.
More than just, we have a moment here with a political demonstration on our set. So let me throw it back now to the studio. Our plainclothes policemen, those all thrown up in the air here.
Oh, choking people?
And astonishingly, as soon as it hit the ground, they made several arrests. They were taken off here, dragged off. One dissident was taken off, police restraining him by the neck, putting him in a car. So they've been taken away. And then the police descended on our...
Oh, thank God for saying liberty and down with the Castros. We'll have a national day of banning free speech and celebrating it. Oh, and funding Al-Qaeda like Hillary. Yeah, and funding guns to the Mexican drug cartel to blame the Second Amendment. Oh, thank you. You're so liberal. I'm so liberal. Terry in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, my brother in Christ. I got something for you. You know how you always bash the left? You know, with your verbiage or your rants and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, that's because they rule everything. They're dominating everything. I mean, when the globals are trying to use the right to take over, I was talking about that problem. But go ahead.
I know. The power of God. I got one verse for you. This is God speaking. So you can use and say this is what God says. He says in Jeremiah 4:22, he says, my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sage. That word translates to stupid. So if you read it, they have not known me. They are stupid children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. See, what that does...
That's right. They have a knowledge of evil and how to act like morons, but not how to be honorable. What's the word that translates to stupid again?
It's sottish. It's an old Celtic or a Breton word, sod or sod. It translates stupid. But the thing of it is, if you even cause one, because you reach millions, if you even cause one of the lefties or anybody else to actually crack the book and say, well, God said I was stupid just to look for themselves, I'll tell you what, Alex, even the angels rejoice for somebody that, you know, maybe never cracked the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. And I'm not saying I'm super smart either, but when you talk to a bug-eyed leftist, they want to ban free speech. They want to arrest everybody. They're not even liberal. But notice, left-right paradigm is only 100 years old. Before, the left meant the occult, devil worship, Luciferianism, the left-hand path, left-hand rise above. So all of this is hiding in plain view, and that's why so many times these are lovers of death. This is a cult group. The problem is the right wing is the very same group at the top. Great points. God bless you, Terry. Leanne Magan is coming up in like 5 minutes. Let's go to Andrew in Ohio talking about PC culture, which boils down to being drug off for free speech. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, my friend.
I'm doing good. All right, so I just wanted to talk quickly about PC culture and how it relates to I tried to give someone some of the Wake Up America coffee. So first off, political correctness has become so 1984 in Europe and the media that police in Europe are ordered to give personal home visits to people who speak their common sense opinions to try to scare them into silence.
Sure, and no, that was in the news today. If Muslims celebrated in the school and you talked about it, the police came to visit you.
Yeah, it's just so bizarre. I cannot believe it's going on.
And if you're raped in Sweden, they tell you, well, it's their culture, don't complain. They're even allowed to have sex with children because it's their, quote, culture. They are God.
Yeah, go ahead. Insanity. So I actually gave a family member a bag of a Wake Up America coffee, and I didn't know their political views or anything like that, but I guess they weren't a big fan of the InfoWars outlet. I don't know. I didn't really know. So I gave them this present for Christmas. It was a Wake Up America coffee, and they opened it, and they just gasped. They're like, no. Like, they was literally, they were so scared they were getting this Wake Up America coffee because it said wake up. And it was just,
oh my gosh, wake up? No, we're doing so good in this globalist system. Wow. Leanne's coming up. I bet she wants to take your call. Finish your story. I got to go. I don't want to hog her time. Wow, InfoWars Nightly News. Andrew, stay there if you want to. Ozzy, Matthew, Ray, Tyler, Leanne's coming up. And then the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, taking over for Alex Jones here as we enter the fourth hour, the Overdrive Hour. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Andrew in Ohio, and he was talking about the PC culture and how extreme it is that his family member, rather than saying thank you for some awesome coffee, was shocked, utterly shocked. So, Andrew, go ahead and finish your story.
Yeah, it was a really interesting experience. I mean, I kind of got upset when they kind of looked at the bag of coffee like I had just given them a piece of poop or something. I don't know, they just looked scared at it, and it just kind of upset me. But I later learned that they were Obama supporters, and I think that may have been part of the reason why they were kind of scared of the whole InfoWars name. But I was appalled.
Well, see, and that's, you know, obviously their ideology isn't that strong to begin with if they can be challenged by a bag of coffee. Delicious coffee, might I add. We drink it every day here in the office. And so this whole PC culture, before the break, Alex was playing the video of the dissidents interrupting a live broadcast there in Cuba, and they're being dragged off by the neck. because obviously the Castro regime doesn't want anything to spoil their visit with President Obama. And a lot of these protesters who are going and disrupting the Trump rally and stuff, I mean, they need to take a look. They think this socialism and communism is so great. Look at what's going to happen if you manage to shut down people's free speech because it offends you. You're going to get dragged away just like those dissidents were there in Cuba. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for, you know, fighting against your family's kind of ideology in this case and supporting the InfoWar. We really definitely appreciate that. So switching gears here, kind of want to talk about the updates with this bombing that took place yesterday in Brussels. And of course, it's the day after now and sort of the same things happening after every single attack. Here again, the bomber brothers were known by Interpol. They were put on Interpol, but they were still able to provide ammunition for the Paris attacks. They were able to rent apartments for the Brussels mastermind. And so these people, they were able to evade security services despite being notorious gangland criminals, and they had already been placed on a worldwide terror watch list. So, and of course, now this, the fact that they're now being tied in, directly linked to the Paris massacre, this is the first time we're learning that, yes, indeed, they're all linked there. But it's since emerged that they have extensive criminal records. Both of them had been jailed for crimes. One of them was listed on an Interpol red notice, which is an alert that's given to police forces around the world saying that he was wanted in Belgium on terrorism charges, yet they were still allowed to play a major role, providing ammunition and renting out safe houses where the Brussels and Paris attacks were plotted. Additionally, Turkey reveals that they arrested one of the Brussels bombers in June, and they deported him back to Belgium, and they even warned that he was a militant. So again, we have warnings of these people. How are they allowed to slip through? As we've reported, they were protected there in the Molenbeek neighborhood for months. Now, this revelation comes after it's been revealed that one of the suicide bombers left a note telling how he was desperate to blow himself up because he didn't want to go to prison like his friend. Oh, what a big baby. So he would just decided that this was the best option to go ahead and commit this atrocity. And in addition to being warned about these people on the Interpol list, Belgian intelligence had precise warning that the airport was targeted for a bombing. But they, I don't know if they were understaffed or they just weren't focusing on the airport. But again, there was a precise warning that it was targeted. So they know this is going to happen. Again, the warnings were ignored. And then let's talk about the reaction afterward. So here again, we're going back to free speech and how important it is. Well, a yoga instructor tweeted something out about being shocked about how there were Muslim children in class celebrating this Brussels attack. And then he says, you know, how do you remember a lesson if there is in your class, it's being applauded by Muslim children? So then a few hours later, he tweeted out again that three police officers had visited his house and that he would no longer be tweeting. So just the simple fact that we have children in a class celebrating this shows that this is not isolated ideology. And again, being protected in those neighborhoods for months, walking around, going to the grocery store, even after the person's faith has been put up on a most wanted list and still being allowed to go shopping. Obviously, we have some major intimidation going on in these neighborhoods, but as well, it's not an isolated ideology. And of course, online, ISIS is running a poll, what will be the color of the Eiffel Tower next? And this is in an online forum. They're quizzing their gleeful supporters about the location of the terror group's next attack. And according to this poll, the United Kingdom seems to be the next major hit. One of the users affiliated with this group tweeted, the Islamic State will attack London, Washington, Rome, and all the infidels' capitals. And of course, they celebrated by passing out candy to children in Syria. And I saw those pictures, and the people there are extremely unhappy. And you can tell that they're just in fear of these ISIS criminals that have taken over. But you know what? It's not just ISIS supporters out there laughing, smiling, celebrating in the face of this attack. It's also the leader of the free world. President Obama is out there smiling and laughing and doing the wave with Castro. You know, you don't send a picture of yourself laughing when people have just been blown up. And of course, now I want to go to this report by Paul Joseph Watson. He is explaining that enough is enough, and it's time to stop defending Islam. So let's go to that report.
How many Europeans need to be slaughtered before we acknowledge that Islam is not a religion of peace? How many blood-stained bodies and limbs need to be strewn across airports and metro stations before we admit that Islam has a problem with violence? Putting a filter on your Facebook photo is not going to reduce terror. Starting a sympathetic hashtag on Twitter is not going to reduce terror. Creating a sappy cartoon is not going to reduce terror. Hugging a Muslim is not going to reduce terror. Calling someone an Islamophobe is not going to reduce terror. The only thing that will reduce terror is acknowledging and countering its root ideology, Islam. And just to remind you, Islam is a belief system, not a race. It's not racist to criticize a religion. This has nothing to do with Islam. They will lecture us once again. Yet in the past 30 days alone, there have been 23 Islamic attacks in 22 countries. 1,018 people killed, 2,008 people injured, just in the last 30 days. But the usual suspects, like George Galloway, immediately tried to absolve Islam of blame by pointing to foreign policy. And yes, the West's policy in arming jihadists in Libya and Syria was a disaster. But Brussels suspended its bombing campaign against ISIS in Syria 8 months ago. Belgium hardly has a reputation for being a murderous invading empire. You're only blaming foreign policy, so you don't have to acknowledge that Islam has a violence problem. It's far more likely that this was a revenge attack for the capture of Paris massacre culprit Salah Abdeslam, who, by the way, was able to hide in Brussels for 4 months because he was helped by the residents of Molenbeek, proving once again that terrorism has far more support amongst Muslims than the politically correct media will ever recognize. Residents of Molenbeek even rioted and attacked the police during Salah's arrest, calling the terrorist their hero. These terrorists emerge out of the same ghettos that leftists celebrate in the name of diversity. The same Muslim no-go areas that the media and politicians claim are a conspiracy theory, even as film crews are attacked every time they go near them.
Hello, how are you?
Liz Hayes and the 60 Minutes crew attacked.
But who did some on the left blame for the Brussels attack? You guessed it. It's Donald Trump, because he might have said mean things that offended the poor terrorists. Even though Trump warned about Brussels and was criticized for it just 2 months ago, calling the Belgian capital a jihadist hellhole.
There's something going on, and it's not good, where they want Sharia law, where they want this, where they want things that, you know, there has to be some assimilation. There is no assimilation. There's something bad going on, and until we find out what it is so we can correct it, you go to Brussels. I was in Brussels a long time ago, 20 years ago. So beautiful, everything's so beautiful. It's like living in a hellhole right now. You go to these different places, there's something going on.
Foreign policy, Donald Trump, even climate change. The left will search for any excuse to avoid having to face the truth. Islam is not a religion of peace. How many times will violent Islamists have to prove this before anything changes? Islam needs a reformation. By immediately labeling anyone who makes this argument a racist or an Islamophobe, you're preventing that reformation. You're allowing extremists to dominate the conversation, because smart and sensible people, including Muslim reformists, are being intimidated into silence. You're contributing to the deadly naivety that paved the way for Europe's open border madness. You're contributing to the absurd notion that mass unrestrained multiculturalism works. It doesn't work. Molenbeek proves it doesn't work. Today's attacks prove it doesn't work. How many more attacks in major European cities will we have to witness before we acknowledge that it doesn't work?
All right, and that was Paul Joseph Watson once again with a really incredible point of view. Now, coming up, we're going to be taking your phone calls and also talking about why you just can't trust anything you see on TV anymore.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host for this fourth Overdrive Hour, Leanne McAdoo. Now, we want to talk a little bit about the results of the primaries that took place in Arizona and Utah yesterday. So Donald Trump won the primary in Arizona. He'll get 58 of the delegates there. It's winner take all. And then Cruz with 71% of the vote in Utah, meaning he'll get 40 of the state's delegates. Now, you know, maybe if I hadn't really been paying any attention, I'd just say, oh, okay, Cruz, fine. He gets 70% of the vote. Those people in Utah must really like him. Well, of course, we were instantly getting some reports of voters feeling that there was some scandal going on, some voting fraud. A person actually wrote into one of the forums on Godlike Productions that they literally had over 50 ballots in their hand at one time because they were just passing out ballots. There was only about 120 people there, so they just passed a stack of 250 and said, you know, take one and pass it down. And this person ended up with a huge stack. You can see the picture of that stack they took a picture of. And then, of course, so luckily this person's honest. He didn't fill out as many ballots as he wanted to. Points out that they weren't taking, there was no controls, no credential checks, no ID checks, and ballots just being handed around like napkins. Then he said he visited another precinct caucus to see if the same thing was going on. They didn't even ask him for ID when he entered the building. And the same thing was happening there with just these ballots being passed around willy-nilly. And also, he says about 15 minutes later, with only 10 or so people milling around, because a lot of people left once they cast their vote, someone walked into the room with an envelope stuffed full of absentee ballots. So some of the envelopes had two to five or more ballots. And he said, you know, isn't there an absentee process already in place? Didn't people have to register for that last week? And they said, oh, no. This is completely normal, totally normal that we would just all of a sudden bring in a big envelope stuffed with ballots and saying that these are absentee ballots. And then so in one precinct, Cruz got around 100. Trump had 2 and Kasich had 0. And maybe that wouldn't be so odd if it was just completely off from what we've been seeing around the country. Now, Wired magazine reported about how Utah's online caucus is giving security experts heart attacks because they pretty much agree that letting people vote online is a very bad idea. And talking about this Smartmatic company, which is going to be managing the electronic voting systems and internet voting, yeah, they can take all the precautions they want, but they can't do anything to secure the laptops, smartphones, and other personal devices that voters are going to be using to vote online. And as we've reported, there's a George Soros board member who's chairing the firm that's running the online voting for the caucus there in Utah. Now, I want to go to this clip. This is from 2011. There's a programmer testifying that he was asked to rig voting machine software. So let's go to that clip.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Okay, and so that's a very poignant statement that he makes. He says they would never see it, they'd never know, you'd have to have access there to be able to see the source code. But here he's admitting that, yes, programmers can create this, it's very easy, and he was asked to do it, and he did. He was asked by a powerful Republican legislator to create this vote rigging software. And then when you go back to this Wired article, where it says that this new online process was spearheaded by a Utah GOP chairman, James Evans, who was looking for ways to make the caucus process more convenient and accessible for voters, right? Because it's been wrong all of these decades. He says, Evan says he was aware of the potential security risks, but he dismissed these off-sited vulnerabilities as far-fetched. So we already know that there is a whole system being rigged to game the system, and that's why everything is very odd there in Utah. And as we know, George Soros' board member is backing the Smartmatic firm, which is in charge of these online machines. So I think if we go online with our voting, it's just bye-bye to our supposed democracy. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is not here to go, yeah! I'm hosting the fourth hour Overdrive. I'm Leanne McAdoo. Joining me in studio is Rob Dew. But before we get to this next segment, which is, I mean, it's going to blow your mind why you cannot trust anything anymore. You will not believe the software that's out there. And, of course, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg because this is what they're revealing to the public. But before we do that, I want to let you guys know that we're having limited time special, 20% off of the new Ultimate Liver Cleanse Pack. Alex Jones is doing doing another liver cleanse this week. He experienced some tremendous, dramatic results last year, so he's doing it again, and he says he didn't want to do it alone, so he's asking all the info warriors out there to join with him in doing this liver cleanse. And in order to make that easier for you, he wanted to give a 20% off discount on the cleansing packs at InfoWarsLife.com. So you can visit InfoWarsLife.com, get 20% off of the Ultimate Cleanse Pack, plus Liver Shield, Oxy Powder, and Deep Cleanse. So join Alex Jones, tweet him, send in all of your messages, call in, give him the support that he needs, because he said he's kind of slipping on it, but we need all of your five-star rated reviews, and give him the encouragement and the support that he needs while you all as well are out there joining us and doing this ultimate liver cleanse. I did it myself, had tremendous results. It absolutely helped me completely shift my habits and cleared my mind so that I could get back in the game, because I was starting to feel ultra sluggish. So go ahead and go to InfoWarsLife.com now, 20% off of the Ultimate Liver Cleanse Pack. And joining me now is Rob Dew. I know you said you had some pretty tremendous success there with the
Oxy powder. Definitely.
12 pounds in just
12 pounds
days,
in 6 days. And then the second time I did it, I didn't have, I think I lost like 3 or 4 pounds, but I noticed the...
Well, you had already kind of flushed a lot out of your...
Yeah, that was, it was a few months later. But I noticed that my body became... you could feel it detoxify. Because
right.
For 2 days, I felt like garbage. And then the third day, I felt amazing. I woke up, I had energy, stayed up for about 18 hours, just felt great.
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of people might experience. They might have some skin issues and things for those first couple of days while their body is detoxing. But then once those toxins are out, and you might have to do it a couple of times, but once those toxins are out, you have glowing skin. I know I did, and I felt tremendous. And I have a pair of jeans that I can actually button again.
And that's like a full body paradigm shift. I've got a mental paradigm shift here. Somebody sent me this email. Just let me read this. This is from Charles, sent this to me this morning. Because I took down my rebel flag, which you can't buy on eBay anymore, and peeled the NRA sticker off the front door. I disconnected my home alarm system and quit the candy-ass neighborhood watch. I bought two Pakistani flags and put one at the corner of my front yard, each corner of my front yard. Then I purchased a black flag of ISIS, which I could buy on eBay, and ran it up the flagpole. Now the local police, sheriff, FBI, CIA, NSA, Homeland Security, and Secret Service, and other agencies are watching my house 24/7. I've never felt safer, and I'm saving $29.95 a month that ADT used to charge me. I also bought burkas for my family when we shop or travel. Everyone moves out of the way, and security can't pat us down. Hot damn, safe at last. Ain't the old Republic great or what? I thought that was really...
Yeah.
You kind of summed it all up in there. It's the way our security system works. In fact, I think Alex is about to do a Facebook mentions about these planes that are landing in airports around the country, and people are just being let through customs. And they say, well, it's a snafu. There's no snafu. I've traveled internationally. You funnel into one area. You're not getting out without going through customs.
Right.
And, you know, then you have the illegal immigrants that they're flying around the country, letting them fly pieces of paper. Meanwhile, what do we have? Just yesterday, it was announced that the vaunted Viper teams are starting back up as a result of this Paris attack. I've got a short clip from CNN. This is the Viper Teams Now clip, guys, and it starts off with a CNN reporter. So these teams are basically set up to go to every form of transportation, bus stations, train stations, highways. And I've even got video of them practicing on highways a few years ago. We put that in police state for the rise of FEMA. Because people don't believe this stuff when you show it to them back then. Like, oh, it doesn't happen. Well, now they've activated the Viper team. So let's go to that clip now.
The TSA is preparing to launch a specialized group, a specialized unit at airports in major cities, the so-called Viper teams. They use everything from bomb-sniffing dogs to advanced specialized screening.
Tonight, U.S. cities nationwide are on heightened alert. New York City is stepping up its police and National Guard presence. High visibility anti-terrorist patrols can be seen in the subway system, where officers are checking bags for explosives. Signs at New York's Penn Station alert passengers about random checks. And the city's three major airports have heightened security as well.
Expect to see
extraordinary NYPD
full body cavity searches
over the coming days
going on
as a sign of our readiness to protect people at all times.
But we're not going to be violating the constitutional rights of people and surveilling those neighborhoods that are hotbeds for jihadists.
Yeah, we don't want to be racist and actually
go
look at
people. Yeah, we don't want to be racist. We just want to pat everyone down.
Right. Everybody, you see how they're bringing the old lady up? Come here, old lady. We're going to check your bag.
Kids in wheelchairs.
You're like a terrorist. Because, you know, if they do any type of profiling, oh, that would be bad. And before we go to the video from the past, which was part of a video I did of Alex, he was trying to educate the TSA, and I put some clips in there. But this is a video from Texas Shrugged Book. Somebody sent me this yesterday. It went out on the 23rd. Brussels attack is strange as Paris attack. And there's a clip in there, which the guy shows of when they arrested the mastermind of the Paris attacks. They show him running past like five or six cops. He just let him run by him. He turns the corner, runs down the street. They fire one shot at him, and then he's arrested down the street. And it's just weird. And nobody even talks about how weird that is. Like,
it was a dramatic firefight.
Oh, they call it a dramatic firefight. There's one shot here. You can see the one shot as he comes down, and then there they drag him off. It gets slower and slower as we go by. You can see a slower version right here. Here he comes. You can see, look, they're like stepping out of his way, like, hey, come on, come on. Oh, no, we didn't grab him. Hey,
they're gonna fire
one shot. You'll see it on the corner of the building. A poof of smoke right there. One shot. He ducks. Dramatic firefight.
Well, maybe it is.
That's
dramatic.
The news.
It
That's
might be
the
dramatic
news.
For them because they're
dramatic firefight.
Used to seeing the.
The guy also makes note that every one of these cops in Brussels is now in a full face mask, which you see, you know, only when they're conducting SWAT raids, not when they're out guarding people. And now we have shots of police officers in the United States covering their faces.
The incompetent TSA is now the Viper team.
Yeah. And it's just amazing that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And that, I think, coincides with this. This individual,
unluckiest guy in the world.
Yeah, I mean, he's in three different terror attacks in three different countries and survives all three.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, it was his third brush with terror. American Mormon, 19, left with burns and shrapnel injuries in Brussels attack. He also survived Boston and Paris bombings. Now, to be clear, he was in Paris at the same time. I don't think he was at the Bataclan or anywhere where those... You know, he wasn't at the stadium or anything like that. However, he was a block away from the Boston Marathon bombings, and then here he's got burns and shrapnel injuries. Who is this guy?
He's the superhuman terrorist survivor. I don't know what the odds are to be in the area of three different terror attacks
several
years apart.
Yeah, he's either the luckiest guy or I would never want to actually ever go on a vacation with this person ever.
Exactly. Hey, now let's show people. This is part of a clip that we put in Police State for the Rise of FEMA. This isn't the exact clip. I just went back to the original news report. But it starts off with a guy going through one of our internal checkpoints that are 100 miles away from the border. He's being asked, you know, who are you? Are you an American citizen? And he gives a pretty funny answer. And then it goes into the Viper Team news report from Tennessee is where it was. And so let's go ahead and roll that.
How many people on board?
Me.
You're a citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Thank you.
He's honest.
Tennessee is now the first state ever to work with the TSA to deploy a simultaneous counterterrorism operation statewide.
Yay!
Vicky, you know, this was a massive operation, really bringing all federal, state, and local agencies together to not only do random searches, but
random
also create an army of agents on wheels.
Oh.
You're probably used to seeing these signature blue uniforms at the airport. But now, TSA agents are on the interstates fighting terrorism with visible intermodal prevention and response, or Viper operations.
Haven't
Tuesday,
stopped a single
Tennessee
terrorist
was
attack.
The first to
Look
do this
all across the state
at five way stations.
That's a dry run.
Stations
right.
statewide.
That is what they're doing. They're preparing for when an attack happens, which didn't even happen in our country yet. They're going to pull out all the security. But what's the most unsecure place in the airport is the entrances where they have everybody crammed in going through this TSA security.
Right. And we've been saying that for years. And so now, of course, since this happened in Brussels, just the way that we described, that's what's now they're saying. Wolf Blitzer is asking, well, how far would you go? And do we need to put the TSA now out into the driveway?
Should
there.
We have them in our houses? Should we have them
yes.
in our toilet areas, the toilet inspection agency?
Yeah, we need to give them 24-hour access to our cameras and
right.
they'll have just a TSA base where they can just check in whenever they want to make sure that we're safe. And that's, you know, it is for our safety and security.
Totally, totally safety. Uncalled for. Hey, before we get to that video that you were showing, I did get a tweet from a guy, DB, who was asking about this one-minute piece that I put on the air this morning. This is from Hope Girl blog, Gardasil vaccine becomes international scandal. And it's talking about two quotes. I'll read the first one. I predict Gardasil will become the greatest medical scandal of all time. Of all times, because at some point in time, the evidence will add up to prove that this vaccine, technical and scientific feat it may be, has absolutely no effect on cervical cancer, and that all the very many adverse effects which destroy lives and even kill serve no other purpose other than to generate profit for the manufacturers.
Right.
And that was a former industry physician who worked for Merck and who made the HPV vaccine Gardasil. And he said that back in 2014. And then we had a Dr. Sinhang Lee, who also back in 2014 examined a little girl who died 6 months after receiving the Gardasil vaccine.
Mm.
And he found DNA fragments from the viral gene that had coalesced with the aluminum that's in the vaccine and kind of were just sitting in there. And he believes they caused a lethal shock. But these being inside her brain caused a lethal shock and then caused her to die. So That's from Hope Girl blog, Gardasil vaccine becomes international scandal. Stories like this really need to get out.
They really do. And the fact that the way that they educate people on this, it actually ups your odds of getting all the other different kinds of cervical cancer that are out there because it's only one or two strains that it affects. And if your body is healthy, for the most part, your immune system is able to clear that out, especially with regular checkups. And this is just a dangerous vaccine, and it's not necessary.
That Rick Perry tried to ram down everybody's throat and say it was mandatory. And we can't forget that. So this is the United States. We've shown video of little villages in Mexico where schoolgirls are writhing on the floor having convulsions. Like 20 girls at a time are having convulsions after getting this, and the people on camera going, we don't know what's going on. Nobody will help us. You know, and they just keep saying, take the vaccine. It's safe and effective, safe and effective. And then I had to debate that clown from the Young Turks who's just like, well, some vaccines should be mandatory. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, you sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I know.
Talking about another conspiracy theory, so there's this new program out, and it's we've seen all these face swapping apps. Like if you're on Snapchat, they have where you can face swap with people. And now there's a face swapping technology called Face to Face. And if you guys can go ahead and roll the B-roll for those of us who are, if you're listening, watching us on the live stream, you can see this video that's up there. But it's face to face. It requires only target footage, which in this case they're using footage of George W. Bush or Vladimir Putin, so that they can take an actor or video from a news broadcast, and then there's an actor who on the side it records their face, and so that actor is able to say whatever they want, and it morphs the video on the news broadcast. So it looks like George W. Bush is saying what this actor wants him to say, or it can be a news broadcast with Putin coming out and saying something, and it's just this actor on the side where it's tracing their...
And somebody releases it out there, and then it becomes news through Twitter, and, and before people have any time to realize it's a hoax, it's done. People would have to go back and actually find the original clip and go, no, here's what he actually said, this is something else.
Now they're saying, oh, it's just a university research project at this point. A university... Why are they... Why? There's nothing about this that you would want to use it for other than some sort of nefarious Project Blue Beam type thing.
Yeah, or just create fake news, which we've seen the CIA do. Now they can do it on American soil. Those laws have been lifted where they can just go and do whatever they want. And and you think this university has this technology and nobody else has it.
Right.
Sadly mistaken.
I mean, this is just what they are showing us.
Right.
And so obviously this kind of technology already exists. The things are already out there. So just be aware that you really do have to be conscious of what they're showing you. I mean, we've seen the videos with the crisis actors or where they're running the drills, and it looks just like the real thing. So if all you saw on the news broadcast was images of the drill, you would think it was really happening.
Something would happen.
Never know. And so this is a real thing that's out there. There he is speaking on behalf for Vladimir Putin, who could be declaring war against the United States, so then the United States has to retaliate and nuke Russia, and they can say, well, look, we saw it there on the video.
We saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, we saw it on the YouTube. I mean, that's where Obama says he doesn't even know what his administration, he just gets all of his understanding from the news and internet, so, you know.
Totally bizarre, but if you think that is the height of the technology, sadly mistaken. Somebody probably got a piece of code, brought it to a university, and said, hey, you guys play with it, see what else you can come up with. And then they're using it as a testing ground to have it be augmented more. And because a lot of government people, they get in these areas and they're not able to really take projects to the very end, either by lack of funding or something else. So they do it through the university system.
Right. Well, imagine what if this is just some university research, imagine what's going on with DARPA and all the others, where they go to invite all the technology entrepreneurs to come join us. We need your help.
Hey, what did you think of what was going on in Utah? Like, Ted Cruz had a huge victory in Utah. That was where the Soros counting machines were.
Right.
And although, in all fairness, Donald Trump did have a very small rally in Salt Lake City. It wasn't like one of his bigger rallies, but do you think there was any...
Well, I mean, it's just kind of odd that we have all of the elite... No, it doesn't make any sense if you look at the rest of what's going on in the nation, but let's not forget, we've got Mitt Romney, right? Sure. The Mormon coming out of there, but then that was where the establishment had their big meeting in Utah of how we have all got to take down Trump. Right? I mean, that was a little odd. Why is Utah all of a sudden in the news and all these different places with all these establishment leaders meeting there talking about how we have to take down Trump? And then all of a sudden the guy, the GOP head there in Utah, comes up with this new technology, this brand new website affiliated with George Soros to give voters ease their access to voting by going online with their votes.
Meanwhile, there were super long lines in parts of Arizona where they just cut out a lot of polling places. So definitely chicanery going on. It's nothing new.
All right. Well, stick around. We'll be right back. Let you know we'll be taking some calls.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
or commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are here wrapping up the fourth Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo, joined by Rob Dew. Now, before I go to one of your calls, I'm going to take a phone call from Ozzy here in Texas. I wanted to first say thank you to one of our info warriors out there, Nora Claypool. She sent me a huge box of handmade jewelry, and it's awesome. I'm going to be wearing it forever, so I just wanted to give you a shout-out to say thank you so much. And then Kit Daniels brought this in during the break. Insider, Cruz campaign encouraged Utah voters to break the law. So the day before these elections there were, or the caucus was being held in Utah, they encouraged absentee voters to slip in their ballots without proper documentation. In Utah, their voters can't decide to vote absentee the day before. They have to print off a ballot. They have to get it all kind of shored up the Thursday before the primaries. They can't just go and say, oh, well, I printed it off from the new website, utah.gop, now I'm going to vote absentee. So again, lying Ted Cruz.
Mr. Gambini, what is a ute?
What is
a ute?
Well, let's go ahead and very quickly take this phone call from Ozzy in Texas. You wanted to talk about terrorist attacks in the USA.
Yes, Leanne, am I on air now?
Yes, go ahead, and you, real quick.
Yeah, awesome. I emailed you on a private message. I don't know if you have read it, but I just wanted to make a comment that you can make a connection between Islam and Freemasonry.
Hmm.
Basically, if you remember the Shriners, this group of you know, fundraisers and you know,
I think there's an ISIS commander that was made a Mason. Who was telling me that it was the guy we talked to in Italy. Mm. Can't think of his name right now.
This is in order for you to become a Shriner,
Zagami.
You have
yeah.
to be a 33rd degree Freemason. And when you search, nobody has looked into it. But when you look at the Shriners, they call themselves the Ancient Arabic Order of something. And it's a very extreme version of Islam, anti-Christian. So it makes a lot of sense that our leaders that are Freemasons are basically turning us over into Islam, which is, you know, what the Shriners stand for.
Hmm. Well, Ozzy, that is very interesting because, I mean, we're all kind of sitting back going, what in the heck is happening? How come they're destroying Christianity, but then you can't,
yeah, look at the symbol.
You
the
can't
moon,
in any so. Way criticize Islam or something. So, Ozzy, thank you for your point. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are going to take that and do some further digging and investigating. And, yeah, I do think there's going to have some sort of attack here. I knew there was going to be some sort of attack here with this election. Of course, they would have to ramp up the terror in order to control people and enhance that surveillance state as well. What do you think?
I think let's go to Ray and see what he has to say. He's talking about a false flag in 2016.
Okay, very quickly, Ray.
Go ahead, Ray. Make it quick.
How you guys doing? Basically, I was watching an episode of Alex Jones talking about how somebody was going to blow up the Sears Tower here in Chicago in 2015. Now it's 2016, so I'm still wondering. I'm kind of scared, you know, the things that happened in France, you know, it might happen here too. So what's the deal with the Sears Tower getting blown up?
Well, I'll tell you a story. When I was in Chicago back in 2010, I believe it was, we were covering a terror drill that was going on there with the National Guard, Operation Vigilant Guard, where we showed them working with the Boy Scouts as terror victims. I went to try to film this area underneath the Sears Tower where there's some roads, and a security guy came down and said, what are you doing down here? You can't be down here with a camera. I thought that was pretty odd, considering everywhere else in Chicago I was allowed to walk around with a camera, but just that one little spot. I wasn't. So
yeah, well,
I thought that was pretty awesome.
I mean, obviously, monuments and crowds, stadiums, they've been warning about this for quite some time, that these are going to be the soft targets.
If you see something, shoot video of it and put it on YouTube. Don't necessarily say something to Homeland Security, because they may or may not be involved.
All right, well, tune in to the InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 p.m. Central with your host, Shikari Jackson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.